Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. Today's program focuses on UVA economist Amalia Miller and her study, The Effects of Motherhood Timing on Career Path. Do you feel ready to start a family? Well, not so fast. Waiting as little as a year could mean big financial rewards. In her study, The Effects of Motherhood Timing on Career Path, UVA economist Amalia Miller examined the effects of motherhood delay on the career earnings of women in their 20s and early 30s. Her study brings several interesting and exciting new points to the discussion. Using data gathered by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Miller studied more than 1,000 women who first gave birth between the ages of 20 and 33 from 1983 to the year 2000. Miller found on average, a woman in this group will earn 10% more over her lifetime if she delays motherhood for just 1 year. More numbers women should know. On average, a delay of 1 year will also result in a 5% increase in career work experience and a 3% increase in career average wage rate. These figures contribute to the 10% overall increase in a woman's career earnings, and, statistically speaking, if she waits 2 years, the increase doubles. 10 years, and women tend to double their overall earnings. Although her data represents women from all walks of life, she found that motherhood delay affected different groups of women in different ways. She said, "The effects are not the same for all women. Those with college degrees or in professional and managerial occupations receive the greatest returns. Among professional women, the increase in career average wage rate after 1 year of delay is 4.7%, not 3%. It is for these groups of women that the study is statistically significant. 28 at the time of her study, Miller often discussed with colleagues and friends the right time to start a family. Some thought grad school, others when they were tenured. Ultimately, they found the question impossible to answer. Miller became motivated to study the question in depth after reading Sylvia Hewlett's best-selling book, Creating a Life. Hewlett interviewed professional women who expressed regret that they did not have more children and at younger ages. Miller thought that perhaps these women had made a sacrifice, delayed motherhood, that had a rational component, and she wanted to find it. The observed effects of delayed motherhood on women's career paths and earnings came somewhat easily to Miller. The how proved a giant obstacle. Miller said, "As an economist, you're kind of stuck when you try to find causal effects. And as an imagined arbiter of conception for a future study," Miller quipped, "okay, you get pregnant at 24, you at 25. Adding, "that sort of research probably wouldn't go over too well with an institutional review board. To prove causation in her research, Miller had to develop instrumental variables that were correlated with motherhood timing but not wages. The three she selected seek to randomize the age at which a woman gives birth to her first child. First, whether the first pregnancy ended in miscarriage. Second, whether conception of the first child occurred while using contraception. Third, the duration in years of the attempt to conceive prior to the first birth. These factors each shift a woman's actual age at first birth away from her preferred age. Using these biological fertility shocks as instrumental variables, Miller was able to effectively compare women who first gave birth at different ages. What she found is the effects of motherhood on career earnings are twofold. For younger mothers, there is a fixed penalty, wages go down, and the wage profile flattens. This flattened wage profile, wherein women's wages don't grow as quickly and they are not promoted as much as childless women, is what Miller and others refer to as the mommy track. While women ages 30 to 34 still experience the mommy track, they experience fewer fixed motherhood costs. Sketching a wages over age figure from her research, she said, "It's likely that the benefits do start to taper off at some point, but this was not illustrated by her dataset." Miller went on to say that surprisingly, family leave laws do little to mitigate these effects. So when is the right time? Miller cautioned, "This is an average. It doesn't mean it's true for a particular woman. Everybody has to know what's best, what they value for themselves. It's an individual decision."
You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be Timothy Salthouse, a Brown Forman professor of psychology at UVA, and his research on cognitive aging. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email WTJU at virginia.edu.